The ultimate objectives of zakat. Allah has enjoined zakat on the Muslims for a number of reasons, including the following. 1. Love of wealth is an innate human tendency, and man does whatever he possibly can to acquire it. It is for this reason that Islam requires him to pay zakat to purify his heart from selfishness and greed, as the Quran states, "Take zakat from their wealth to purify and cleanse them." Surat At-Tawbah 9:103. 2. Paying zakat nurtures feelings of affection and harmony and fosters community cohesion. Because people generally have a disposition to like those who do them a good turn, members of the Muslim society become so close-knit that they resemble bricks of a building, supporting one another. Crimes such as theft and robbery tend to drop off. 3. Paying zakat is a vivid expression of true worship and total submission to Allah. When the wealthy pay zakat, they actually obey Allah's commands, recognizing that all prosperity ultimately comes from Allah's favor and grace. By doing so, they also show thankfulness to Him for having bestowed His blessings upon them. If you are grateful, I will certainly give you increase. Surat Ibrahim 14:7. 4. By paying zakat, the concept of social security and relative equality among members of society is realized. When the wealthy distribute the annual amount of zakat among the rightful beneficiaries, wealth ceases to build up in a few hands and is instead kept in constant circulation. As the Quran states, this is so that they do not just circulate among those of you who are rich. Surat Al-Hashr 59:7. Types of wealth upon which zakat is due. Zakat is not due on the necessities of life, such as food, drink, clothing, the house one lives in, even if it is a high-priced house, and the car one drives, even if it is a luxurious car. It is only due on types of wealth which are not kept for immediate use and which are bound to increase, such as the following. 1. Gold and silver, with the exception of gold and silver ornaments used by women for their personal use. Zakat is due on gold and silver only if their value has reached or exceeded an established minimum threshold for this particular kind of wealth, nisab, and after one has been in possession of this for a complete lunar year, 354 days. The minimum prescribed limit on which zakat becomes obligatory, nisab, on this type of wealth is as follows. Zakat due on gold is approximately 85 grams, and that due on silver is 595 grams. Therefore, if a Muslim has held such an amount for a whole year, he must pay zakat at the minimum rate of 2.5%. 2. All types of currency, banknotes and coins, held as cash in hand or bank balances. The nisab liable to zakat on cash, banknotes and coins is to be determined according to its corresponding value of gold, 85 grams of pure gold, at the time zakat falls due, based on the current rates of the country in which the payer of zakat is resident. If such currency has been held in one's possession for an entire lunar year, 2.5% of its value must be given out as zakat. To illustrate, if 1 gram of pure gold at the time zakat falls due is worth, say, $25, the nisab of the currency will be as follows. 25, price of 1 gram of gold, which is unstable, multiplied by 85, number of grams which is stable, equals $2,125 is the minimum exemption limit, nisab. It is worth noting that estimating the nisab liable to zakat on banknotes, coins, and commercial commodities is generally based on their corresponding minimum amount of gold, since the value of gold is more stable than any other kind of property. 3. Commercial commodities. This term stands for all properties owned with the aim of investing them in trade. They generally include assets, such as real property, and commodities, such as consumer goods and foodstuffs. The value of commercial assets, which have been held in one's possession for an entire lunar year, must be estimated according to the current market value on the day zakat falls due. If the commercial commodities reach the nisab, 2.5% of their value must be given out as zakat. 4. Farm produce. The Quran states, O you who believe, give away some of the good things you have earned and some of what we have produced for you from the earth. Surat al-Baqarah 2:267. Zakat is due only on certain types of agricultural produce, on condition zakat-able produce has reached the minimum amount on which zakat is due, nisab. In consideration of people's different circumstances, the amount of zakat payable on farm produce varies according to costs spent and effort exerted in irrigation. 5. Livestock. Zakat is due on livestock, such as cows, camels, and sheep, only if the animals graze on pasture and the owner does not take a lot of trouble to supply them with fodder. If he supplies them with fodder all or most of the year, zakat is not due on them. Details as to the minimum amount upon which zakat is due, nisab, on livestock, are available in books on Islamic jurisprudence. Fiqh. Recipients of zakat. Islam has specified the beneficiaries of zakat, and a Muslim may pay it to one or more categories, or simply give it to charitable societies, which undertake to distribute it to those entitled to it. It is more appropriate, however, to pay it in the country where one lives. Those who qualify to receive zakat funds are as follows. 1. The destitute who live in absolute poverty, as well as those who cannot meet their basic needs. 2. Those employed to collect and distribute zakat. 3. Slaves who need money to purchase their freedom. 4. Those who have run into debt and cannot possibly pay it off, regardless of whether they have assumed debt for public or personal interest. 5. Those who struggle in the cause of Allah. This includes those who fight in defense of their religion and country, as well as those who engage in any activity which aims to support and propagate Islam. 6. Those whose hearts are to be reconciled. These are those who have recently embraced Islam or those expected to embrace it. The duty of giving zakat to this category of recipients does not belong to individuals, but rather to government bodies, Islamic centers, and charitable organizations that determine the real benefit behind that. 7. The travelers who are undergoing financial difficulties, even if they are very rich back home. Regarding the deserving beneficiaries of zakat, the Quran states, "Zakat is for the poor, the destitute, those who collect it, those whose hearts are to be reconciled, for those in debt, for the cause of Allah, and the stranded travelers. It is a legal obligation from Allah. Allah is all-knowing, all-wise." Surat At-Tawbah 9:60.